here's a story from The World.
Right at the top of the Biden administration's foreign policy challenges is the question of how to deal with China. There are a lot of considerations, a low-simmering trade war, there's Hong Kong, and there's confrontations over human rights. Also questions over the future of Taiwan. Beijing views Taiwan as a rogue province, not an independent nation. Washington is determined to keep the democratic territory free. So where does Taiwan stand in all of this? Taiwan's top diplomat here in the U.S. is Bi Kim Xiao. She joins us now. Madam Xiao, back in January, you attended the inauguration of President Biden. That was after receiving a formal invitation. I'm just curious, what did that simple gesture and moment tell you about the new administration's stance regarding Taiwan?
Well, I was honored to represent the government and people of Taiwan in attending the inauguration of President Biden and Vice President Harris. And I saw my invitation to be there in person as a recognition of Taiwan as a significant democratic partner. We do cherish the opportunities to work with the United States based on our common values and interests. And those values do include democracy and freedom.
So a recognition as partners, what would you say is different then about the U.S.-Taiwanese relationship today?
Well, over the past many decades, Taiwan has democratized significantly, and our accomplishments in terms of respecting democracy and creating a society that also respects diversity is very much highlighted. Taiwan's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic has also presented an important model. So I think these successes in Taiwan's transition to democracy has also helped to strengthen our relationship with Washington.
So I want to get to more specifics in a moment about the differences between the Biden and Trump White House regarding Taiwan. But first to security, because it's a huge issue. In recent years, Beijing, the Chinese mainland, has ramped up pressure, as you know, on Taiwan, coming close to Taiwan's shores with military drills, flying close to or even into Taiwan's airspace. In terms of Taiwan's security, how worried are you just about a potential attack from mainland China?
Well, we certainly are concerned. China has invested tremendously in modernizing its military. And in recent years, they have increased some aggressive actions in the region, including near daily intrusions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone, as well as some naval presence that has also posed some destabilizing influences on the region at large. We are responding by trying to enhance Taiwan's asymmetrical warfare capabilities and enhancing our security partnership with the United States.
Is the concern about an attack from the mainland the kind of thing that keeps leaders in Taiwan awake at night?
Well, based on recent actions by the Beijing government in Xinjiang as well as Hong Kong, that is certainly very alarming. And it has further strengthened the will of the people of Taiwan in recognizing the significance of defending our democracy.
Understood. But in an actual hot war, would you count on the U.S. to actually send troops, boots on the ground?
Well, that it would depend on different contingencies. And I think what we are doing is to enhance Taiwan's self-defense.
Do you see the U.S. security kind of part of this equation as really the only thing that you can count on in the event of such an attack?
Well, the U.S. is the most important security partner of Taiwan. It is the only country in the world at this stage willing and able to support Taiwan in a direct way in Taiwan's self-defense. And so we do heavily depend on a strong security partnership with the United States in defending our democracy.
So in terms of securing Taiwan's democratic values, madam, when you look at what's happening in Hong Kong with China's crackdown there, you also mentioned earlier Xinjiang. What do you think? What are your conclusions?
Well, we are very concerned about not only the increasing abuse of human rights in China, but the backslide of basic rights in Hong Kong as well. In addition, their use of modern technology, including artificial intelligence, to monitor and oppress free speech is also an area of tremendous concern. And so all that is happening in Xinjiang and Hong Kong is very alarming for the people of Taiwan, and it does strengthen our resolve to defend the freedoms that we have built in our own society.
About 4 years ago, when Donald Trump first came to office, he took a call from Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen. It was the first talk with a Taiwanese president in decades. In general, the Trump administration seemed ready to break with decades of norms when it came to Taiwan. That was a controversial move. It was seen as a controversial move. Do you expect the same from Joe Biden?
Well, there are areas of continuity between the two administrations, including a strong commitment to the security of Taiwan and very vocal support for democracy and freedom. We will engage with the administration as well as the political establishment here in Washington, including members of Congress, in a bipartisan way in ensuring that our common interests are consistent and continuous over the long run.
I gather a lot of Taiwanese liked Trump's approach to China. Why do you think that is?
Well, there were some quite vocal expressions of support from the previous administration. We are also hearing some strong statements of support from the new administration. And so as a government, we work with both parties here in the United States in ensuring that there is bipartisan support for Taiwan, not only on the security side, but in trade, economic relations, and also in supporting Taiwan's international participation in international organizations.
Madam, it being International Women's Day, I feel I need to ask you, do you feel at home in both places, U.S. and Taiwan, as a woman leader?
Well, I have had many predecessors who actually pioneered at phases in our history when there were so few of us women in international affairs, especially in international security affairs. But I think we have arrived at a point where Taiwan has elected its first woman president, and we have a community of more and more supportive women. So I do feel very much comfortable as a woman in an area where there were challenges in the past, and we do seek more opportunities to be mutually reinforcing in terms of bringing more women into similar roles.
Bi Kim Xiao is Taiwan's top diplomat here in the U.S., speaking with us about U.S.-Taiwan relations in the early days of the Biden administration. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.